Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana. How was St. Martin, Sammy?
It was a great time. You would have been so proud.
You looked tan.
I feel not that tan, oh, but it was...
No, on Zoom, you looked not that tan. In the picture that you posted, you looked quite tan.
I posted one photo, like, for... Okay.
You look sun-kissed.
Zoom is also... Yeah, I was sun-kissed. Zoom is also kind of misleading, but no, I had a great time. I was so... I really tried to troop my way through the tropics. My way through the tropics.
Okay.
You know.
How do you feel about beach vacays now? A believer?
I thought it was great. Relaxing. I mean, I was never not a believer. It's just like, I was never a beach vacayer growing up. And, you know, it's just not... It was just never like kind of... what I did, but I loved it. The water was just so nice to like float in. We didn't do anything at all. Oh yeah, I went in the ocean a lot. Like
wow.
A lot of times. Many bug bites. I feel like there were things I wanted to tell you. Like
how was the weather?
Saved them up. The weather was really nice. It was incredible, stimulating conversation.
Okay, here's the thing. The weather on vacation makes or breaks often.
It was good. No rain. It was like occasional rain showers, but I don't mind that. I like rain. I'm a big fan of rain. So,
oh my God, that's like my nightmare if I go away and it's raining.
Like, even so at much. Once, like it cools
maybe
the whole
like
thing
once
down.
In between like prime tanning hours and dinner is okay.
Okay.
Like a, well, when like a 4 p.m. shower, fine.
Well, it's funny because the day we got there was actually the worst weather. And it was, we got there and it was like on and off stormy, you know, sun, then storm. And within like the first hour of being there, I got so many bug bites because we were on the beach at dusk as it was raining. But then the next morning, it was like super, super, super humid. And we went to play tennis and it was like noon. And I was thinking, I'm like, I can't even think straight. It is so hot and humid. Like, I see why, you know, there's so much warfare in hot climates because you just literally can't think. With the heat. I don't think humans were supposed to be.
I feel that way about the cold, personally.
Well, I think extremes are bad, maybe, is what we're potentially learning.
Because, yes.
Like, a little chill, it doesn't, you know.
I have to say, if it is raining, I'm just, like, putting myself in the position of it being rainy. Like, I get, like, that. I usually don't get irritable and agitated, but I do if the weather is not cooperating.
That is so fascinating.
My mood is very weather dependent.
That's fascinating. I actually love rainy weather. For some reason, it just makes me feel really good.
I do if I'm like at home and I have nothing to do that day. You know, like the day like you went out the night before and you're like kind of hungover and it's like raining and disgusting out and you're like, amazing. I don't have to feel bad about not enjoying this day.
Yes.
That's the only time I like rain.
But here's the thing. Like sometimes what I don't like about sun is that I have to feel bad about like if I'm not in a good mood, I feel like, oh, I'm not matching the weather. And I don't like that. I like that the bad weather gives me a license to be in a bad mood or feel however I want to feel.
Fair. Okay. That's fair. All right. But the trip was great.
Yeah, it was a great trip. Highly recommend. How was your Thanksgiving? How was having Dr. Naomi? I also call her Dr. Naomi. You know,
I only call her Dr. Naomi when she's here.
Right. How was having Dr. Naomi and her whole fam there? And were you an adequate host in Mike's eyes?
It was great. Like, I had such a great time. I felt like really sad when they left.
Oh.
It was just really nice to like hang out with my like nieces and nephew, and we were just like it felt very natural in the, you know, in the way that like Jared talks about going home to his parents and it just feels like natural. I just felt like it felt like we were just all living like so casual and fun and like informal and just relaxed and we had fun, but we also like did our own thing. Like, and it didn't feel, do you know what I mean? There was no sense of like
guestness to it.
Yes. It was just like, she's staying here and it felt like she just like lived with me. Like the whole family just like lived here and it was great.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel when my mom's around. Like that's how, you know, you know, it's funny. I was listening. So I was actually listening to you on You Up saying, maybe it was the subscriber episode where you were saying like, me and Mike are not a family because like, it's just us two. This is what you were talking about. You're like, this is what it's like to have a family. I'm like, I feel like Avi and I are family. Like,
well, and then
I was thinking like, we have two dogs. My mom's around.
And your mom
like,
is there. Yeah.
She's around. We go to her. Like, we switch off a lot. There's three dogs when she's around. So it's like, there is a very... I know what you're talking about, like that feeling of just more than you and your partner.
Right. Well, I have to say the house has made us feel more like a family because it's like the thing we need to take care of together.
Right, Are you guys going to get a dog? Like,
we've never had a dog.
On?
Well, if we're going to, we want to do some construction on our house. So Mike was like, I don't think we should be doing that, like bringing a dog into that and having them.
Well, here's the thing, like the dog then gets very adaptable if you bring them into something like that. Like, this is what I found, the more chaos you bring a dog into, like,
the better.
No, it's just like they're more like accustomed to it. Like Bruce had a lot of movement as a child. Like he understands like he's moving, things are changing. Larry had like the pandemic and he was very like, everything was always how he wanted. Like we were always around, like everything was always just, you know, very routine for him.
Very cushy life.
And now
he's just sunning in the suburbs.
Yeah. Now he's like, I don't know. I just feel that like he's not as well adjusted if things don't go as planned.
Here's the real reason that we don't have a dog.
You don't want one that badly.
Neither of us really wants one bad. Like, if a dog showed up at my door, I would welcome it.
Are you suggesting? Are you hinting something?
I think both of us are kind of like, we like a dog, but we don't like a dog enough to like literally figure out how to get a dog or like give anything up for a dog, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, I feel like that's kind of how I feel about kids right now.
Right. No, I get that. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, if you got pregnant, you'd be like, you would welcome, right. If the child showed up, you would be like, but you don't want it enough to like facilitate
to take ovulation sticks. Yeah.
Right.
Or yes. Yeah, exactly.
So I guess I feel about dogs the way you feel about kids, and you feel about dogs the way I feel about kids.
Yeah, like I would go out of my way to get another dog. Like it's only happenstance that it hasn't happened yet. No, it's because three is a lot, and with my mom it would be four, and like that's too many dogs. Like that's a
mom and the dogs.
That's a Kyle Richards number of dogs. Like that is like a lot of dogs. I wonder who's taking care of her dogs. Jordana, I'm so upset you didn't watch Beverly Hills because I must discuss it with you a little bit, maybe at the end.
I saw some stuff online about Morgan Wade.
Because Morgan Wade made her debut on the show, and just okay, 5 minutes. Just to fast forward, if you don't give a fuck, please. The whole situation was one of the most, Kyle's scenes this season are incredibly fascinating to me. I don't know what it is, but I'm so, so intrigued by it. The way that they go and get tattoos together and they're meeting with the tattoo artist and they're talking about like the rumors about them and like their relationship and whatever. And it was like Kyle's,
I feel like she hasn't even discussed this friendship until this episode, like, though. I haven't even heard her mention this friendship. And now she's getting a tattoo.
Here's how they met. She stalked me. Kyle was like obsessed with Morgan Wade and her music and her like, you know, it's basically like if I were to like post Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift were to give a fuck and then were to like want to like have a very interesting friendship with me. Like it's kind of like that. Like she was a fan and then Morgan's friends were like,
who was a fan of who?
Kyle was a fan of Morgan and her music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like that's why it was, you know, Kyle was a fan of Morgan and her music and she basically like,
okay, this sounds stupid.
Posted her.
What kind of music does Morgan Wade do? Country?
Country. Okay. Yeah.
She posted her and tagged her. Very famous?
No, I don't.
In the country scene? I had never heard of her before.
She's up and coming. No, yeah, no. She's up and coming, but she got more famous because of Kyle. So,
And she's young, much younger.
And she's 28.
Oh, my God.
Okay. She's 28, younger than Farrah. 50 something.
Okay.
I think.
Kyle looks quite young, but she's not that young.
Yeah, but she's not. Like, she's 50-something. She has four children. Morgan Wade is younger than Farrah. She might even be younger or the same age as Alexia. Either way, the whole scene gave almost like Kyle was like a 12-year-old girl dating like the older bad boy, even mm-hmm. though Morgan is younger. It definitely seems like Kyle's more into Morgan and more like giddy about Morgan. But it seems like she's like rebelling and like she seems like she's 12 and Morgan seems like she's the older one. It's so weird.
They've had sex.
Yes, I do.
You do. Like at the time the scene was filmed, do you think they had?
Yes.
Yes.
It's very interesting because I feel like Kyle is like coming into her own and like getting to know herself through this relationship for the first time, even though mm-hmm. she's 54. Like she's talking to her about how Kyle's going to throw like a marijuana cannabis dinner. And Kyle's like nervous and she's like, I don't want to because like everyone's mad because I'm not drinking. So if I don't like eat the edible weed food, like everyone's going to be so weirded out. And Morgan's like,
why would she be throwing that party if she wasn't going to be eating it?
Probably for the show because she like.
That seems stupid that she would ever do that.
She and Mauricio is a stoner. Okay, but then right after they go to a scene. But
then why doesn't Mauricio throw the party for his friends? I don't know. Whatever.
Because they're not the housewives. Like, because he's not a housewife, technically. Then they're at home with Mauricio. She hasn't read his book. And
Mauricio's book?
Yeah.
He wrote a book?
Yeah. Was my friend actually Ghost wrote it. I don't know. But he wrote it. And then shortly after the affair started, like, coming out. Right after the book. So the Morgan Wade rumors or whatever. So she shows him her tattoo and he's like, what is that? It was a Saturn. He was like, what does that mean? And she's like, I just thought it was cute. And he's like, can I see it? She's like, you're seeing it now. Oh, because it was like near her hip. It's like kind of like a sexual area. She's like, so most people can't see it. And he's like, I want to see it. And she's like, well, you're seeing it now. And he's like, well, I want to see it more. And she's like, okay. Like, it's very weird.
Like awkward?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I think he just hasn't emotionally fulfilled her.
What was this thing? He's doing aromatherapy ads? I saw this on your Instagram story.
That was on MSNBC. He's like, it was just such a
fun. Ads for an aromatherapy?
He was like, doing a commercial for like an aromatherapy scent home center.
Mauricio.
Scent thing. He probably got paid a lot of money.
I know, but I feel like that's like the kind of thing where once you hit a certain amount of money, you don't have to do shit like that anymore.
Not when your expenses are incredibly high. They have like five homes and they like fly private and they go on yachts.
I thought this agency shit is worth like $1 billion or something.
Well, the real estate market's not doing amazing right now. Even if it's worth $1 billion, that doesn't mean he has the liquidity to like be spending $3 million a year.
I just thought maybe not because they're on reality TV, so they're clearly not like elitist in that kind of way. But I do feel like there's, for a lot of people, there's a certain amount of money that you have and then you don't want, like Kim Kardashian wouldn't do the aromatherapy ad, I assume.
Kim Kardashian was doing like waist trainer
at this point,
but she was doing things like that are right. Like the giveaways, like the cheesy giveaways.
No, I agree. She was doing that, but then she got, I assume she wanted to like make her image such that she wanted to get to a certain point.
I mean, here's the thing. It's just like, he probably is like, no one's going to see this ad. It's like, why wouldn't you? Because he probably got paid a lot of money. He probably funded their whole yacht vacation this summer just from that ad.
Right.
It's like, why wouldn't you? Once they have so much, such high expenses, like to say, I'll go do this for half a day and I'll now cover the yacht. Like, that's kind of why I think you see people like that doing things like that.
I guess. But there is a certain level of money, though, where people aren't doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, I think it has to do with like where he is in his career and like what he needs to, what his expenses are.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's still sending Portia to private school. He still has to send her to college. He's like, honestly, at some point, I bet he just like wants to just see his money continuing to go up. And he has a lot of expenses. He has to cover them.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's a good point. So I guess we'll see what happens with him. Maybe he's trying to save up money for a divorce that he's doing with Kyle Richards.
That's
expensive. His wealth is about to be cut in half.
I know. It's a community property state, but also...
What does that mean that it's a community property state?
It gets split like half and half if there's no prenup.
I doubt there's a prenup.
There isn't prenup. But like, also, I think there's a very strong claim that Kyle actually is owed half of this money, not just like, oh, she raised the kids. Like, actually, the agency is really popular because of her.
I agree.
He even got into real estate because of her and her family. And
her being on the show, which like raised their profile.
Exactly.
Or was a good advertisement for the show. So, yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like he would probably just give her half.
Yeah. At this point, like, they just live very nicely.
Is Kyle still hanging out with Morgan Wade?
I don't know. My mom told me she saw a blind that was like, Morgan Wade's done with Kyle because now she has a North American tour. But that was a blind item that my mother shared. So, like, we're hearing this.
Right.
You know, a few hands down.
But also, more on Morgan Wade, more on this aromatherapy thing. How much money could this aromatherapy company have? What kind, like,
that was my question, actually.
What is the budget for this thing? How, like, have you ever heard of this company? Is it like,
that was actually my question, because another piece of intel that my mother pointed out was that Scott Disick has also done a similar commercial
with this aromatherapy brand.
I'm not sure if it's the same, but she said it was like he was also in a commercial like this that was just very weird.
There was that much money in aromatherapy.
Well, my question is like, is it aromatherapy or is it like, I guess it probably is. It's sort of like supplements. You know, it's high margin. Anyone could do it.
Are you buying your own aromatherapy kit?
It's like a Zent thing. Have you seen those? It's like a stand. It actually works. We have one, not the one he was advertising, but we have a different one.
It just makes the room smell nice.
Yeah, it really actually works very well. But it's kind of expensive, I think. It's like $100. Huh. It's like a diffuser, but it's like more high tech.
Right.
Look up Zent. Z-E-N-T is the one we have. That's not the one they were advertising. It's kind of like a very fancy Glade.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's expensive. Probably got a lot of free Zents. I mean, I imagine they're paying him like hundreds of thousands of dollars, right?
I don't know. Maybe I have no idea what his rate is. It's a 30 to 1 second to 1 minute thing. It probably took him half a day to maybe a full day. I bet you.
Maybe they got like
$100,000. I thought it was like 100, which I'd do it.
Oh, of course. I mean, I would do it 100%. I'm not saying I'm above it, but.
What's the least you do the commercial for?
The least? I don't know. Like, how much time that takes half a day?
Say it takes a day.
It takes a full day.
You're probably not going to do other stuff that day.
I don't know.
Depending on how long.
10K?
10?
I think, yeah.
I mean, the reason I would charge more is because they also like have that likeness forever. It's not like they could probably.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I would probably charge more because like 25 for that reason.
A whole day, yeah, I don't know.
Not just because of the. It's not like it would take a whole day necessarily. Although,
also, like, the product is pretty, like, you know.
Good.
It's fine. Yeah.
Right. It's not like an embarrassing product.
That's true.
This has been riveting.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfect spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me. So I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself. And that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches. So it's Spotify Wrapped week. It's the day the Spotify marketing team just congratulates themselves over and over again because best marketing ploy I've seen.
Honestly, like, truly.
Genius.
So what's your Wrapped like?
I'm going to look at it in real time because I haven't actually looked at it yet.
Okay.
I don't tag things. I just get tagged. I'm like.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. All these people, I was their number one show. I'm very curious about your Wrapped.
I am too. It's probably embarrassing.
I think your number one's going to be the Lumineers. I think your number two is going to be Mumford. I think your number three is going to be like some like airy.
Where do you get? Do you have to slide all the way to the end?
You have to like them? Watch.
They make you like watch. Like, go so slow. Just tell me what the number one song is. Who do you think is my number one artist?
I think it's either Mumford or the Lumineers.
Wrong.
What? Who?
Taylor Swift.
Oh my God, look at you. Congrats.
Are you guys proud?
Holly, I mean, you don't have to hate her down anymore.
For all the shit I talk about Taylor Swift, which is really not that much shit. I think she's great. I am a big fan. I've always said a big fan. And my Spotify.
You have always been. Here's the thing. Her stuff comes up on Shuffle a lot.
I really like Midnights.
And oh, you so do?
Yeah.
I thought you were still in the Red era.
Because it says my number one month for listening to her was February. And I think that was when it came out.
What else do you have?
So that was February.
Okay, so you're into it that month.
Who's your number? So you're Taylor.
My number one is Taylor. I'm in a 0.5% of her fandom, which is not even that good.
Embarrassing.
It's not good. No, that's not embarrassing enough. I wish. I need to get to the 0.0001%.
Not embarrassing enough. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's...
Okay. Who is your number two? Or is it there is no number two? There's only number one.
Of course I have a number two. Well, all my top five songs are Taylor songs, but my number two person was Lana Del Rey. Who's your number two?
I love Lana Del Rey, but I like a song a month from her. I don't really like, I think that I can't imagine just like binging her.
I binged her this like in the late summer. She has so many songs that like I'm obsessed with. I could send you my Lana Del Rey faves playlist even if it makes you, you know, she has just so many good songs.
My number two is Justin Bieber.
Ooh, look at that.
I'm a believer.
You still are a believer. What songs of his do you like?
I really like the song Ghost.
Okay.
I like that song Intentions from many years ago. Holy.
Okay.
I think he's great. Big fan of Justin Bieber.
Yeah. People tend to be.
People, I feel like, are a little divided on Justin Bieber now. I feel like.
Are they?
He's like, I don't know. Is it cool to say you like Justin Bieber?
I don't think it's like right now is the peak time that it's cool to say you like Justin Bieber. But like, I think he'll have a future. And I think he's had a past. And, you know, might be cooler in the future.
Do you remember in college, senior year, when we saw Never Say Never in theaters and we had a Bieber meter in our apartment and we were like obsessed with him?
Yeah, it was like weird, but it was cute.
He was like 14 years old, I think, at the time.
I'm pretty sure Justin Bieber was like one of our original like posts. Like we wrote about him.
He probably was, yeah.
Yeah, we were really into him.
That was before he became an asshole and then reinvented himself and was like normal again.
Yeah, ish. Who's your number three?
Hozier.
Really? That makes a lot of sense.
I went to a Hozier concert, so I was like gearing into up them. To listen, and then I was like into them after. What about you?
Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
Yeah, I love her.
I can see yours is all very predictable. All
right. Predictable. What do you think 4 and 5 are for me then?
Oh, is it Hozier? Or I should know this having been to the concert.
Well, they probably don't say
Hozier or Hozier.
Hozier.
I don't know. Is it Hozier?
They probably don't say their name. You know, much. We're Hozier. You know, everyone knows that already.
Irish, so maybe it says differently.
Hozier.
Hozier. I don't know. We'll find out. Clearly not that big of a fan because I don't know how to say that
right. And they still made it to your number three somehow.
I don't know who your number four is.
Who's yours?
Mumford and Sons.
Okay. I knew we'd get there. Mine's Harry Styles.
Okay.
I think it's because I listen to music for a sushi restaurant like thousands. Yeah, this is the most. Well,
you are a basic bitch. Yeah.
Pretty much, but except when you get to my number five, you'll find out it's not as basic.
Who is it?
Or kind of is. But I think Harry Styles just because I listen to music for a sushi restaurant like on repeat millions of times at one point because I love that song.
I don't really like that song that much.
I love it. Okay. Who's your five?
Gaslight Anthem.
Interesting.
It's like a little random.
Yeah, they probably come up on your shuffle.
Yeah.
Mine's The Grateful Dead.
Okay. So five is like your kind of like alt music. Like,
well, it's not. It's kind of basic. I mean, if you were born in the 70s.
Right. It's funny. Like five, I feel like, is reserved for like what makes you a little interesting-ish.
Yeah. Ish. Well, this year it was Grateful Dead. Sometimes like I feel like last year I got like Bruce Springsteen and John Mayer in those spots, but I didn't have Olivia Rodrigo and Harry Styles. I don't know if last year I was listening to Lana Del Rey either.
So Taylor Swift was my number one artist, but Ghost was my number one song.
What are your songs? Bieber.
The three top songs are Bieber, Hozier.
What songs? What's the second and third? You don't have five songs?
Okay, for some reason, one and two say the same thing. They both say Ghost. Maybe it's because I listen to a cover.
Maybe. That makes
really
sense.
Big fan of that song.
Really like that song?
I guess so. it's like embarrassing.
It depends.
I don't have that many listens. How many minutes do you have listened total? I don't
37,000.
Okay.
How many do you have?
I have 12,000. So I'm not really even listening to that much music, I guess.
Okay. How many songs did you have?
Why am I hosting this podcast?
How many songs did you have? I had 1776, which is just a very specific
interesting
number.
Same way as the
same
country,
as our country
was.
Yeah. That's how I remember the number.
Let's see.
And it was only like 900 artists or
what
something.
What was this thing like where you like where you're listening from or something? I saw something on Send Help about that.
Oh, it's you are most like listeners from a certain place. I was most like listeners from Burlington, Vermont.
Okay. I think I saw that on New York Times article about how like it said a lot of people. Maybe that's the Taylor Swift listening.
I think it's because it's like the vampire. Did it give you a personality? Like what kind of music you get? I'm like a vampire, which is like atmospheric, moody music, which honestly I think is just very influenced by the fact that I listen to a lot of Midnights and Folklore and Evermore and Olivia Rodrigo and Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, Lana Del Rey, like kind of. Okay, so it says I'm like people from Bozeman.
Montana?
I guess.
Interesting. Okay.
I guess it's like more indie, it's like Mumford and Sons and that kind of like a, what do you call that?
Alt rock. Indie rock? Alt rock. What are your other top five?
So are they two all versions ghosts of just ghosts? Different? And then Almost by Hozier.
Okay.
And then a different Hozier, Would That I by Hozier. And then then the other one was Where Are You Now by Mumford.
Oh, okay. Mine are all Taylor Swift songs.
I listened to 754 artists this year.
Okay. I think I was like 800 or 900 something. I don't remember that number.
Is this interesting to anyone but us? It's interesting because it's saying I
like
couldn't
other
get,
people's.
It's saying I couldn't get enough of Cruel Summer, but I don't even really like that song.
I bet it came up on your shuffle a lot.
Maybe that was it.
They algorithmically pick what songs they want to come up because they want to push.
And sometimes I put in like summer playlist if I was like taking a summer or a road trip somewhere. So maybe they just assume that I like that because I didn't skip it. That's the kind of song I wouldn't skip, but I would never turn on.
That used to be like a favorite song of mine. And now it's been played so many times that I'm like, I would rather listen to a song that's like less played.
Right. And surprise, surprise, Taylor Swift is the most streamed global artist on Spotify. Second, third, and fourth are Bad Bunny, The Weeknd, and Drake. And Flowers by Miley Cyrus is the most streamed song worldwide.
Good for Miley. I'm excited for Miley to have her like next.
I'm a big fan of Miley too.
Me too. I want Miley to like have a big moment next.
Miley's got a great, unique voice.
And just a vibe. She's just so her.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere and it gives our space that unique Betch's character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle-of-the-night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery-soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe Bamboo Viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
What's going on with our number one streamed artist, Taylor Swift?
Well, it seems, so she finished her leg of the South American tour, and now it seems that she is moving in with Travis Kelce, reportedly, in Kansas City.
That's
she
best.
Has 2 months. I mean, yeah, if they want to be engaged by Christmas, they gotta like move in.
Think
quick.
They're gonna be engaged by Christmas?
I could see them being engaged by Christmas or by like the Super Bowl, and maybe he'll like propose at the Super Bowl or some shit.
Wow.
Who knows if they make it to the Super Bowl. No, they're moving quickly. And it like.
Also moving in with him. She's just like going there.
Moving her shit.
Not like, yeah. She's not like moving all her shit from her house.
Right.
In
they're
LA,
not like signing a lease. Like, right. You know, like right. Oh my God. Who's going to be liable?
Right. Yeah.
No, it's so they're. I mean, she has 2 months basically off.
Who's
from
paying
the
cable bill?
Right. I mean, she's the breadwinner. So. I don't know. But yeah, so she has 2 months off from the tour and she is, you know, moving in. They are moving quickly. They're not taking a break. So,
I mean, I also understand that because it's like there's an urgency there.
They're older.
Well, I was going to say like they're just she's like so busy. I think they're both so busy that it probably makes the idea of like spending all this time together so much more exciting.
Right. And like you feel like you have to get it in. Like this is the time right. We're getting to know each other. For anyone, it wouldn't really be like a good I wouldn't recommend like a friend do it. But who cares? Because if they're into it, it works. And if it doesn't work, then like she'll just do the, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like who cares? Because it's just so easy to get out of for them. Like if it doesn't work. Like move again. If you're moving
even
in
after
with
marriage.
If you're moving in with someone, yeah, and they're gonna have like the most legal ironclad prenups that anyone would ever have. But it's more like if you're a normie and you're moving in with your boyfriend and you're signing a lease and it doesn't work out, oh, you guys have to figure out a couple
who's
months
who's gonna
in,
pay the
like,
rent.
Yeah. Someone's gonna have to take over the whole lease. Maybe they can't afford it. Like these are not problems that these people have. So they can move as fast as they feel like moving.
Right. And it kind of like works.
It doesn't mean as much. It doesn't. It's not
right.
as big
it's
of a
It's not
commitment.
Like, oh, they were really thinking about it. I mean, I don't think it's like a great idea to be like making because it does feel like, oh, it's being made on like this time crunch. And that's like doesn't it's not great. But also it's very fun and whirlwindy. And he seems just like a really great guy. Holly sent me a clip of him like talking to his nieces, and it was so cute on their podcast. Like, he seems like a really great uncle. And also, he is really, really hot. I have to say it. I usually don't care for like, yeah, I usually don't care for someone like that, but he's really, really attractive.
I feel like pretty neutral about his appearance. Like, I don't think he's unattractive. I don't look at him and I'm like, oh.
I like reluctantly think he's really, really hot. Like, because I'm also not into like that like dumb meathead football player type of vibe. So like, it's really much not my...
Does he still have earrings like in this picture that's coming up of him on his Wikipedia page?
I don't know. Probably. The holes don't close up that fast. He's a little like weird. He's a little like alt, a little unafraid to like experiment with fashion.
Uh-huh. I would say not my type.
No, he's not your type.
Not unattractive, but not for me.
He's really not my type either, but like I still think he's really hot.
Good for Taylor.
It is funny to watch how everyone's kind of like, you know, I even said, I was like, oh, gotta get engaged by Christmas. But I feel like the whole world is shipping this. Like, I saw this, she apparently like liked some like Chiefs Instagram that Travis had like about some accomplishment he had. And now everyone was like, oh my God, like Taylor liked a photo of Travis. Like, okay. And then he basically was like, thanks Tay for supporting. What, like in response to her liking that photo. And now Page Six has a headline. Travis Kelce reveals cute nickname for Taylor Swift while thanking her for social media love.
Cute nickname?
The nickname is Tay.
Oh my God.
It's Tay.
Like, Tay.
That's not a nickname.
Yeah. They're like.
It's not like Love Bean.
They're teetering very close to being like a little too much for me, I have to say.
I agree, but I also, you know, don't care.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I don't care because I could just like not look.
They're hard to ignore.
That's true. They are. Unless you're Morgan Freeman, who doesn't think about them at all.
I don't think about them at all.
Yeah, exactly. You know who we should talk about? Someone else who is also on a very, very exciting tour this past year.
Yes.
Not to be confused as President Biden did. As he should be, because why is he paying attention to what pop stars are doing? He should be working. Beyonce's Renaissance movie came out, and the highlight, I'm really excited to see this movie because I still haven't seen the Eras movie, but I did see the Eras tour. I didn't see the Renaissance tour, so I'm very eager to see the movie. And Blue Ivy's in it. And did you watch those videos of like when she was on the tour? Did you see those?
I've seen like a couple, maybe like short versions. I haven't watched like extended footage of her on the tour.
Okay, so you're not like on that algorithm, but like you've seen it and she's so good, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's good.
Like, okay, you didn't watch.
I wasn't
watch
like
this.
Fully like in the zone of it. I was like, oh, I saw like the headlines and like maybe like 5 seconds.
I mean, if you see it once, it's okay. Really, so really fucking good. Okay, yeah, okay. She's insane.
I take your word for it.
Yeah, you should. So basically they had the premiere, and in the movie they show like Blue Ivy, cuz Beyoncé didn't like really want her to necessarily be on it. She's 11 years old and like she'd get, you know, it's a lot for a kid. So apparently Blue Ivy told her like she's ready to perform. Beyoncé said no, but she like wanted to do it anyway. And at first she got like criticized for her dance moves, like if she wasn't like,
I remember this,
as good.
Vaguely. Okay.
But instead of like quitting, she like was like, I gotta practice and get better. And like, I'm just gonna get better. And she's so good now.
It's interesting, the star contrast to her and Northwest.
I'm so happy you said that, because if you didn't, I was gonna say the exact same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, it's not like shocking, but it seems like she just has a much better work ethic and less of a sense of entitlement than Northwest. And again, I don't want to be comparing 11-year-old girls, but here we are.
Well, it's more like, well, here's the thing, like both of their parents chose what to let be out there about them.
Right.
Like Beyonce chose to show that chose to show she was criticized and that she worked harder. Right. In the movie, she could have just skipped to like.
That's true.
Everyone, yeah.
Well,
she's
that's
amazing.
Probably a good thing she's doing for her image, as opposed to whatever Kim is doing.
Well, right, but here's the thing: like, you're only working with the kid you got. Like, Blue Ivy did do this,
right? But that's also like probably a huge product of her upbringing, is like the way that she's looking at the world and criticism and the people and what people are saying online.
Right. Which, yeah, I mean, you look at the two families and like, I would rather be raised by Beyonce and Jay-Z, honestly.
I mean, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I my feeling on the Northwest stuff is like, I really feel it's a bad idea for Kim to be showing these things of her daughter because she's too young to know.
And she doesn't need to. That's the other thing. It's like, you're already super famous. Like, she's already had so much exposure. Like, why do you need to do this?
Right. And like, she doesn't know what's good for her. You're letting her see, you're letting your daughter look like an asshole.
Right.
On television at 10
years
old.
It's really more on Kim. I totally agree.
It's really fucked up. I think it's really, really fucked up, but also not surprising.
But also, like, she's been exploiting these kids for years. So
not to this level. Like, not to this level where, like, she's allowing them to look bad. Like, you're allowing your child to look really bad.
Mm-hmm. I still think it's, like, a little, I think all of them have a bit of that. And maybe it's because they're so used to it because they've been in front of the camera for so long. I remember the thing with, like, Penelope and her being upset about, like, Courtney getting engaged, and they showed her like crying and really upset on the show, and I thought that was a little fucked up too. It's like,
yeah,
this is your like child. You're gonna show them like in an actual moment of distress on national television and like use that for content for like a serious thing that they're feeling. I don't know. I don't think Kim's the only one who exploits her kids, but I agree.
But there's different levels. Like, she didn't need to leave those scenes in. If anything, I'm like, this is a concerning to me. Like, this is not.
Do you want to call Child Protective Services on Kim?
No. I don't have any skin in this game, but I just don't think it looks good for her daughter. Right. And you could make your daughter look so good.
Or just not show her if you don't think this is her best moment.
That's not in her comprehension,
right?
Within Kim Kardashian. Well,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's already like this being filmed thing is like built into her DNA.
Exactly.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Mark Cuban, what is going on with Mark Cuban? He is selling the Mavericks, or I think a large part of them, and he is leaving Shark Tank. Is he, what do you think is up with him?
Maybe he's dating Morgan Wade. never know.
Getting tattoos.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's just like, he seems like he's probably just, this is my very vague opinion. I don't know that much about Mark Cuban, but what I know, I really like. I hear really good things about him. Oh, I met him once, actually, in LA at a pool, at Beverly Hills Hotel pool. We like said hello. Was he washed nice? My shit for me, actually.
Oh, wow. What if he stole it? That would be so funny.
Well, I knew he wouldn't, because why would he need to steal?
I mean, yeah. Sometimes those people just do it for the kicks.
But I don't think he would. So he was a very nice man.
I think I read an article. Holly asks if you think he's hot. I think he's got a vibe. Yeah. I think he's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw him in person.
Yeah. So. He was definitely hot.
Definitely the hottest guy on Shark Tank. Robert Herjavec is kind of cute too.
Yeah. Here's the thing. All in, he's hotter to me, hotter than Travis Kelce to me, but like looks only. Travis Kelce is like, I think technically hotter.
I'd rather date Mark Cuban.
Yes. That's what I mean.
But I read somewhere that he said that overall he was actually like down from Shark Tank. Like he's invested many tens of millions and he's actually like, he lost, and I think he said he like has lost like a little bit of money. On the show as a whole, like all
here's the thing, he might have lost a little bit of money from his investments on the show, but I think he probably he's paid off. I think probably the experience paid off.
It's totally
like,
in other
he
ways.
He should look at that as like a marketing cost.
No, totally. I don't think he was saying that. I don't think he said it in any sort of way of saying like
it's like a fact. And
he's just using probably it for a tax break. But
it's a marketing cost, honestly, what that turned out to be.
Totally.
I
didn't know who he was before Shark Tank. It's the only way I know him. I mean, maybe people who in the sports world or who follow
you could have known him a different way, but like I think that made him really likable.
He's so much more famous from that.
Famous in a good way. Like I think it reflected on his positive
traits.
Totally.
And I don't think he regretted doing it. I thought it was interesting that he is overall down.
Well, most businesses fail. So that makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense because you watch Shark Tank and you're like, I know it's highly edited, but it seems like they just kind of like on a whim just invest in a lot of stupid shit. And so I'm not like shocked. And that's partly because that's also more entertaining.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like.
And you never know. Like, it's also kind of like a portfolio. It's like, you don't need them all to hit. You need, that's how all investments work.
Yeah. But you would think aggregate, you would be, it kind of just goes to show like all of investing is like a little bit of a crapshoot of what's up and what's down.
Right. Well, Scott Galloway says, don't pick stocks, just invest in an ETF and let it just, you know, go.
Scott Galloway
never look
says,
at it.
Don't go on. Don't be a judge on Shark Tank. And
here's the thing. I do think being a oh my God, Scott Galloway would be such a good replacement judge for Mark Cuban. But
Scott Galloway, he's
an NYU professor who's Kara Swisher's co-host on Pivot. And he's like a business media guy. And he's so like, he's a very interesting guy. I really like him. Big fan. So just like,
okay. Well, why do you think Mark Cuban is like liquidating all his assets? Maybe he's been doing aromatherapy ads.
maybe because treasuries are at 5% right now, and it's like, you know, that's
a
good investment.
Maybe he needs money to put in the market since he thinks the market's about to go up. If Mark Cuban is liquidating,
he's only liquidating the share of the Mavericks.
That's a lot of money.
Sports teams
are very expensive, according to my husband.
They are, but like maybe he doesn't owning a sports team is like a job in itself, just being the owner. It's not like, I own part of.
Yeah, but he loves, I feel like he like loves saying he's the owner and like being the owner.
Well, he already did that. So maybe he's done.
And he wants to buy something else.
Yeah, maybe he wants to buy something else. Maybe he wants to just put his money in the market at 5% because like the Dallas Mavericks are probably not going to like.
Maybe he's going to buy an island or something.
I'm halfway in on a Greek island with my brother-in-law. That's from Succession.
Holly says there were rumors that he was running for president, but he shot it down, and he said that he has no plans to run for president, which is a shame. I'd vote for him.
Yeah,
I don't know what his platform is at all. But
he's like pretty liberal as far as
like
he's like really
moderate
rich people go,
right?
Yeah, he's one of them. He was definitely a more liberal rich guy. Mm-hmm. Like if you had to put them all on the spectrum.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Mark Cuban, and
same.
I want to know what he's up to. Maybe he'll go on Instagram and say, something's coming.
Yeah. Something's maybe he wants to work for Betches.
I mean, he'd be a pretty good, he's like on Instagram. He might be a pretty good influencer.
Mark,
imagine call like us. 2 weeks from now, he's doing Fit Tea ads.
he's like tummy. What's it called?
He's got a lot of expenses. That thing. Okay, he's got a lot. There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Sugar Bear hair. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. What happened to them?
That should be in a museum somewhere. Yeah. Maybe they still exist. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we went through a lot. I want to thank the reviewer who wrote yes. a very fun, I chuckled at this review.
Me too.
And it said, I think I sent it to Sammy. It said, the headline was a good, bad podcast. And then the review said, or is it bad, good?
Yeah, that was just an amazing, what do you think it is? I think it's bad.
Remind
good.
Me, bad, bad, good is like the it intention, wants to be good.
The intention, no, the intention goes before what it is. Think okay. about it that way.
Okay.
Like what it's supposed to be goes before what it is.
Okay. Well, it's definitely not good, good. I'll give you
no,
that.
No, it's bad, fine. Good.
And it's I not think, bad, here's bad. The thing. I don't think it's bad, no, bad. So
I don't think it's bad, bad, but some people do, but like, who cares? That's not, we're just not their fine. Taste. Whatever. And you're allowed. That's the thing. Like, not everyone has to like have the same enjoyment from everything. So the people who will like it think it's, I would say they think it's bad, good.
Okay. So like, we're trying to make it bad. But it's actually good.
No, it's more like we accept that it's not like going to be, people say, oh, we like don't fact check. Like we kind of do. We do fact check, but we're not doing like Holly, hours Holly of fact research. Checks.
Thank you, Holly.
Yeah, thank you. We're not doing like hours of research. We are doing like, we're just trying to make it feel like you talk to your friends. Like the way, this is a real conversation that we're having about these things. This is what we would say if we were
right.
just, no microphone. Minus like the intros and the segues.
We do the best we can. Okay.
Do we?
Ish.
We do, I think like, we could do better.
Yeah, okay. We'll try. Yeah, listen.
Why don't we do better? I have some. Actually, remember what I said to you the other day? I was like, I have some ideas, but I don't want to just vomit them at you.
Oh, yeah. Send them to me.
This is where I'm not ready yet. Okay. This is where they pertain to. And, you know, we might need to just discuss in person. I think it'll be more fruitful that way.
I think we could cut this and discuss this in person.
Okay.
Cool. Anyway. Cliffhanger.
No, you can keep it. Yeah. You should keep, right, it. You should keep it.
All right.
Who are people want to know what...
Who are we sending to the Cayman Islands?
Oh, everyone was pretty good today.
Sean suggests the Spotify marketing team, but I think we've, you know, they've did a great job.
Why don't we send us to the Cayman Islands?
For hosting this bad, good podcast.
Yeah. I think, you know, I was thinking we should go to the Cayman Islands, the three of us.
Then we'd have to sell timeshares there.
No, we would just go.
Maybe we should go. Maybe that would be a good reality show. The three of us go we have a competition. To see who can sell yes! the most timeshares oh my God, in the Cayman Islands.
And then you could move into your timeshare with Three Betch Movers.
Yes. And we can fly there on Three Betch Airlines. But no, we have to fly Delta Comfort Plus.
We need
who
to find someone.
Who do you think would win the timeshare selling contest? I think Aileen would
who
win.
Who you think would win?
I think Aileen would
you
win.
You do?
Yeah. Well, it depends. She's very competitive. I don't know what the prize is. She's very competitive. I feel like of the three of us, she might be the best at sales. Sean, Holly, who do you guys think would sell the most timeshares?
I do. I can see her winning, but I also could like not. How long do you have to sell them?
You have 2 months to sell as many timeshares as you possibly can. Sean says Aileen would be competitive enough to win. She'd refuse to lose. And Holly agreed.
Okay.
Okay.
But like that doesn't make people buy them from you. And I think sometimes with sales, when you put the pressure on a little too high, it actually makes people back away.
Just say it if you think it's you.
I actually think it would be me. And it's because I'm the friendliest. Like I would just meet people.
Holly does
the
think
best.
That you could be very persuasive. I think I would give up. I don't think I would be good at this.
I think, here's the thing. I think you both would put too much pressure on the buyers. And
you do win all of our games. I'll give you that.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking like, I feel like a timeshare is a very impulsive, stupid purchase. No offense.
Right. And you can get in that mindset more than anyone.
Exactly. It's like if I feel like you guys would get to your competitiveness would get in the way.
Yeah. I think I would actually become in last place and then I would just opt out because I'd be like, I'd be so far behind that I'd be like, I'm just going to go tan.
I could see you not even wanting to try at all.
I really don't like sales.
I could see Aileen and I getting into it. Like
tag teaming.
Split the
commission.
Split the commission. You know what? I could also see her. Okay, here's why she could maybe sell more. She could stage a more meticulous listing than I could.
That's true. She would be like, she would have the attention to details. People might feel safer
with that
purchasing from
right.
her.
Yeah. Well, here's the
thing.
Make
a good team.
I know we would. Cause like,
yeah, you guys should start a business.
Should we sell homes?
No. Maybe like, what about Betches? Yeah. The business we currently own.
Betches Realty.
All right. Well, we're devolving right, into our bad goodiness.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Anyway, so we're going to the Cayman Islands. We will come back when we've learned our lesson about creating a good podcast.
Yeah.
rate, review, and subscribe, guys.
Let us know if we're bad, good, whatever. Anyway.
All
definitely not good, bad. Like, we don't try to be good and then it's bad. I think our result is better than our efforts, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
All right. Anyway, that's it.
We'll be back next week on the At Betches podcast. At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.